and welcome to another episode of Midnight Musings. This is episode number 3, guys. We're making some progress now. And so we have a very special guest with us tonight. Elijah Quinn, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit? I mean, what do you do?
What's up, y'all? I'm Elijah Quinn, like you just said. I'm an aspiring artist and a music producer out here in Las Vegas. And I just make music, my beats, everything, and just trying to find my own way in that, you know?
So an original Vegas creative, you know, it's really great, interesting too, to hear that, because a lot of times we hear about Vegas artists, but it's like, are you really a Vegas artist? Yeah. Like, you know, did you already hit some licks in like California, and now like you realize, all right, Cali's kind of competitive, like let me just move on to Vegas. I'm gonna claim to be a Vegas person. But you really are about that. I mean, we went to the same high school and everything.
Yeah, exactly. So. We went to Durango, the good old days, man. But yeah, no, a lot of, you know, that's Vegas. You know, it's a lot of people from Cali. I mean, I was born in Cali, but I've been here since I was 2. So, but,
yeah,
you know, this we'll is home you. For me. Yeah, this is home. This is home, you know. So, but yeah, but no, I'm just doing my thing, trying to be original. I really want to hopefully make a sound for the city to, you know, put us on and, you know, change it and be in the front of the wave. Just do something like LA did, Atlanta did, New York did. Hopefully I could be the catalyst for that in Vegas. So
I love that, man. Goal. That's beautiful. So anyone listening out there, you know, producers, execs, you know, Mark Wahlberg, I know you're chilling out there. Like, you know, throw this guy in one of your movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, right? You know, much appreciated. But we're going to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about a couple things. But, you know, I think in this era of like hyper stress and like hyper hustle and like, you know, hustle is good, but at the same time, it could be a little toxic if you don't manage it right. So, I mean, you came up with some interesting topics. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about self-improvement, you know, and I hear you have some helpful books. So let's help our audience out here. You know, anyone that's listening or you're watching, you know, you may be feeling a little bit of stress tonight. You know, what are some ways, Elijah, you know, that we can cope with that?
Well, like you said, I brought up the topics because for me, especially on my journey with music, like I learned to, like working on yourself is really the, like one of the most important things, because it's going to help everything that I do, make it better. Like even my music, it makes it better. And so one thing that helped me with that is books. So I started reading. I took a book recommendations from, like, you know, podcasts that I watched, The Breakfast Club. I seen Nipsey talking about The Way of the Superior Man. That really helped me a lot. Even the book 48 Laws of Power, like a ton of different things. The Alchemist is another great book. And it helps you learn about yourself more, and then it helps you become a better person. And then it, like, to me, it helped me be a little bit more vulnerable. Like, okay, this is who I am, and that's what makes the music more real, is like opening up. Because if you're just saying surface level stuff, then it's like, it's just music to be music. Like, I want to be impactful. Like, you know, the greats, they're impactful because their music had meaning. So,
you know, I think that's kind of interesting, because you mentioned a key word, you know, vulnerability, which as men, it's kind of tough to be available and to be open to that nowadays, because, like, you know, you get labeled as something. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, why is he being so vulnerable, right? And it's just kind of, it's a funny kind of echo chamber, right? Because, like, you know, obviously we love the ladies, and, you know, ladies, you are so helpful and so supportive in so many ways, you know, but there are some women out there that will, you know, call a man out for being sensible, for being a normal human being, you know? Human beings, we're supposed to have emotions. We're not robots, right?
Definitely.
But, you know, like, I don't know. You know, praise to you for, like, you know, being able to be your true self and open up like that, because not everyone does that. I mean, you know, have you kind of experienced some of those challenges, like trying to be, you know, more vulnerable and trying to cope with that?
A little bit. Not really in my relationship per se, because I did a lot of that work beforehand, where I entered my relationship with my girl right now, and we have a great one, but that book, The Way of the Superior Man, helped a lot with that. But in life in general, if you're sensitive, you know, girls are gonna be like, man, come on, man, you know, it's like, but you say you want me to be sensitive, and man up and be sensitive, which one? But then I man up, I'm a dick, like, what the hell? Like, but yeah, man, it's just it's very good. And that's one thing that I think is good about, like, today's society, is it's becoming a lot more open for men to do, like, therapy and focus on themselves and, you know, speak up and, you know, and have those emotions. So it's like, I'm not saying you got to be crying every day, but it's okay to express yourself and to learn how to express yourself in a manner that's good for everybody around you. Because I think that's where it comes down to, is people don't know how to express their feelings.
Right.
That's when the feelings start to get misconstrued and, you know, be taken in the wrong light than how you want them to be taken, you know?
Right. And I think, like, it's almost like a bottling up effect, right? Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's what guys do a lot, right? Yeah. If we don't have an outlet, we're going to bottle up, you know? And then you think about, like, a lot of things that's wrong in the world, and it's like, could that have just been maybe, you know, one too many times where the guy couldn't hold it in anymore, he bottled up, he never found a good outlet, and then guess what? He's like a serial killer or whatever.
Then he snaps and goes crazy. Like, he's like, everybody's done.
It doesn't have to get that dark but a lot of times it's like, all right, he internalizes it, and he's miserable, and he just has a sad life. You know, maybe he just dies early or whatever, you know? And that's it. Yeah. And you know what? That's sad enough in itself.
Yeah,
you
know? It really is. And, like, to bring it back to the books, too, like, one book that really stands out, an artist by the name of Russ, he actually just based his newest album off of it. It's called The Alchemist. Really great book, and it kind of just talks about your journey. And I feel like sometimes if you're not following, like, what you know your purpose, like, sometimes you don't know, but by trying to live in your true self, you find that purpose. And when you don't live in that, that's when you start to have those feelings like, oh, I'm bottled up. I don't feel like I'm doing stuff right. And so you got to go and find your journey. And sometimes the journey's not completely going to be upwards. I think that's where a lot of people get messed up, too, is they start doing good. They're like, okay, I'm good now type shit. But it's like, no, to have good, you have to have bad. So you're going to do good for a while, and then you're going to come back down a little bit, and then you're going to do good. But every time you come back down, you never back at the start. Right. You're just a little bit lower than you was the day before. So just figuring out what that means to you as an individual is, like, very important. And, I mean, honestly, for me, that's what's helped me, like, in my life, have a lot more enjoyable life, especially in these last couple years.
You know, and I think that's one of the greatest things that, you know, we can hear as someone, you know, obviously I've known you for years, and it just it feels so, like, gratifying to know that, hey, that's another one of my people that are having a good life and finding that, that, you know, self-help and that peace, you know, going back to purpose, you know, if you could kind of not even sum it up, you can draw it out if you want. Like, what have you found at this day and age, at this point in your life? Like, what is your purpose?
For me, my purpose is just it's just doing what I want to do and not being, like, you know, caged in. Because especially when I was younger, I was very, like, angry person. I was mean. You might have experienced it a little bit in high school. I was more abrasive. And I just learned throughout my life, like, if I'm in a situation where I don't feel comfortable, I don't want to do it, then I don't have to be in that situation, you know, and I could take myself out of it, and I could mold my life to not put myself in that. And I think that's, you know, it's very important. Like, if I'm trying to think of, like, a scenario type shit.
Well, but, you know, I think it's almost, it reminds me of kind of like Roman soldiers, right?
Yeah.
Like, yes, very powerful, very strong men. But at the end of the day, you know, living like drones, right? Yeah, like, there was that one leader of, you know, the centurion or whatever, you know, and he'd be like, hey, listen, you got to follow to a T or you're axed. They don't care if it's your own people, they'll kill you, right?
Yeah, so it's like,
listen, you know, as much as that is hyped up to, like, be a super strong, like, Spartan or whatever, like, I think it's even more aspiring to be your own unique kind of warrior.
Yeah,
and
for
you can go to battle whenever you want. You're not being ordered to go to battle, you know? I think that's important.
Fight for what you believe in, because I feel like a lot of us just, a lot of us just fit into the role. They see other people getting killed, so they're like, yeah, let me just keep on doing that and miserable. So you got to find your way. And what about you? What do you think it feel like your purpose is right now?
You know what? I think my purpose is to kind of, like, get words out and, like, propagate, you know? Yeah. And I think that's why, like career-wise, you know, that's essentially what I do in a sense, right? Like, marketing is communication. Yeah. Communication is spreading the message. You know, I think because there's a lot of messages that are suppressed.
One of the
messages that are suppressed is, you know, that it's okay to be a man in its fullest sense. So it's like, I'm like, all right, listen, I'll advocate for that. Absolutely. You know, and there's so many other, like, good things. And I think, like, I don't know if there's a particular one-sided message that's like, all right, that's my go-to, my purpose in life. But
yeah,
I think
but
it's
there's
more
a lot
so
of
like,
things that hit on it. And you're
if there's anything that I find that's of good value and it's worth and like, okay, that's sound advice. Like, I listen to that and that hits here. Yeah, I'm gonna get the word out. You know, like, I don't want to be shut in, right?
Yeah,
you know, we don't, you know, we have freedom of speech, and like,
facts.
People like do not appreciate that.
They really don't. That's a big one. Even at work and just in life, there's a lot of times when you have conversations with people and they're like, "Oh no, you can't say that." It's like, yes, I can. Yeah. Like, and I can, like, and like, we should be able to have a conversation about it. Like, don't tell me that. Like, let's have like a conversation like this. Right. There's some people be like, no, like, and you be like, yes, like, that's what makes us us. That's what makes America great too. Like, you know, so it's like, you know, we got to be able to talk and open up and talk about everything, even when it comes to the men thing. Like, if men can't talk, then, you know, bad stuff happens. So it's just like, you know, everybody should be able to talk and say their truth. And if you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. If you do, you do. Like, but that's how it is.
Right. And it's not even something that where it's like, oh, it's like a political thing or whatever. No, it's like just you're right. Because people think like, okay, you know, freedom of speech thing, oh, it doesn't really apply to like liberal arts or whatever. I'm like, yes, it does. It's like literally applies to it the most.
Yeah.
Would we have hip hop? Would we have, if there was no freedom of speech? I mean.
We wouldn't even have Halloween movies. Like, come on. Like, you know, it's there's so many things we wouldn't have without the freedom of speech and being able to talk and express yourself in the way that you feel it, that you need to express yourself, you know?
Like, even if it means that, all right, I'm going to push boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's how
that's what made Eminem Eminem.
Right.
By pushing them boundaries. That's why that's why he's one of the greatest, is because he did that and he was one of the first to do that. And now he's freaking who he is.
Right. You know, that's so funny. I saw a reel about Eminem. You know, and Eminem, he gets a lot of hate because of comments that he made, you know, poking fun at, you know, homosexual men and things like that. Right. And like a lot of people would accuse him, be like, oh, you know, obviously he's like homophobic or whatever, all that kind of stuff. But it's funny because he truly wasn't. He truly isn't. Yeah. And he has a lot of, you know, homosexual friends, a lot of gay friends, one of them being like super famous, like Elton John.
Yep.
And it's funny because he, you know, he made a couple like funny pokes at Elton John's sexuality. Yeah. And then people were like, how do you feel about Eminem dissing you and all that stuff? He said, me and M are actually great friends.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He gave, you know,
like, we could talk shit to each other. Like,
he gave my, you know, me and my spouse or whatever, you know, like diamond rings or whatever. Yeah. So it's like, they're cool like that.
Yeah.
But from people's one-sided perspective, right, all they see is vulnerability and attack mode.
And
they're like, oh, you know what? Let me go ahead and attack him. Like, what does that do
and,
for you?
And a lot of people like to feel attacked on somebody else's behalf. Like, and that's like a big thing. It's like, you know, let Elton John tell you how he felt about it. And then if he said, I didn't quite like that, then maybe we could go hop on it. But if he's like, hey, it's cool, we're friends, that's how we joke around, then who are you to tell them that's wrong?
Right.
Like, you know, they're friends, they have their own thing. Like, I got a ton of friends too. I used to, I got family that's homosexual and everything, and not just that too, but, you know, other religions and stuff like that. And we make fun of everything, and, you know, and they bring it back, and is that that's
nowadays,
how it's supposed to be.
It's so funny because, like, it's like camp against camp, but, like, the actual camps aren't setting the dividing lines.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the media that's setting up the dividing lines. Like, you know, if I were to ask you, like, what is the group that gets most offended, like, when it's something in regards to, like, you know, Latin and African American people, it's the white girls, white liberal ladies. They're like, oh, yeah, you know,
that doesn't make sense.
I support, you know, Latino and Black voices. I'm like no one asked you, like,
yeah, exactly. I'm an ally. Like,
yeah,
okay,
like,
cool.
Yeah,
like,
all right,
sure.
I mean, end of the day, like, you know, like, we're human beings, and I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, people set up dividing lines and all those kind of things, but it's like, there's so many things that we could do if we innovated and went together. It's like, ain't nobody got time for dividing lines.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, I mean, if you think about it, if you divide it, then we just go back to how things were, and then we work to break down those walls.
Right.
And it's like, now people are trying to put them back up. It's like, no,
society repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if
history
you're afraid,
if you don't learn
to talk about history, you're afraid to talk about this. You're like, oh, you know what? That was a nasty period. Like, let's not talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's how things happen again.
Exactly. Because then people forget. And then somebody comes over like, hey, bright idea, let's do this. And then you're like, wait.
You know, that's something that's really interesting. And we're going to get back to the importance of self-help books. But just real quick, I just want to throw this in there. That's interesting because a lot of times, you know, we think about, you know, certain countries in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And one of the first images that at least usually comes to my mind is a woman covered up, right?
Yeah.
Super covered up. It wasn't always like that, actually. Mm. In the 70s, they had their own 70s phase too.
Yeah.
And the women were dressed normally, actually. So it was actually much later on where, you know, different, you know, religious beliefs or whatever, and, you know,
came
and for lack of a better word, I mean, the people that are enforcing it are terrorists. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
The religion is, of course, its own, you know, decent religion. But what I'm saying is the people that are in charge nowadays,
yeah, are not.
Like, when you say you have to wear that covering or you're going to be shot or stoned, yeah, yeah, that's a terrorist group, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So they're the ones in charge doing it, but, like, Middle East had their own freedoms as well. You know, mm-hmm. Much of the countries around the world, they had their own regular freedoms and stuff. So, like, don't, like, try to, you know, put on this fake history that didn't exist.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, no, they were always like that. Like, no, they
weren't. Yeah, and when you, like you said, when you divide and you tell people they can't talk about what they want to, and then people forget, and you push sides away, it doesn't matter whether it's religion or politics or whatever,
yeah,
you just cause extremists.
Yeah.
And people that are at both extremes, and then yeah, they somehow come to power and start messing stuff up. So it doesn't matter what it's in, but it's like, yeah, if you don't allow people to, you know, open and express themselves, that's what you get. You
right.
know, so
you get all kind of craziness. So, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you brushed up on some of the books that, you know, really helped you along the way.
Yeah.
Were there any, you know, specific lessons where, like, you saw things before that in a different way, and then now
yeah,
after reading it, you're like, okay, that was a good aha moment for me.
For sure, for sure. Like, I'll bring you back to The Alchemist, another great book, and the big lesson in that book is, it's like about a shepherd, and he wants to go see the pyramids of Egypt, and
okay,
it's just kind of about, like, the struggles on his path. So I could relate to that as me wanting to be an artist and be like, okay, let me veer off. You know, I play college football and,
right,
you know, doing the regular job, and it's like, it's veering off the path that everybody else is on to be like, hey, let me try to go do music type shit, and then all the struggles along the way. So a lot of the struggles he faced on his path, I can relate to. And like, even the most recent one, like when I was at my last job, it was like when I first moved back to Vegas, I struggled a little bit, finally got a good job that was paying me the most of the time. I told myself, all right, cool. I was like, this is going to be my last job. And then I'm going to be, by the time I quit this, I'm going to be a rich rapper. Everything's going to be straight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple years passed by, and I made progress towards my goal. But then I went and got a new job, and I almost felt like bad taking the new job.
Right.
Like, I'm like, nah, I should just stay here and make my way. And then just because I said this was going to be my last one. But then I read the book again, after I came to my new job. And then I realized, oh, yeah, he got stuck right here. And then he made some progress and got stuck again for like another couple years. And I was like, dang, I was stuck there for a couple years. And now I was like, my journey is not going to be just straight up. Like,
right,
I'm going to get there. I'm going to have a plateau. I'm going to figure stuff out. I'm going to learn a lot. As long as I pay attention, it's going to keep, it'll go up again. I might be here for a while, and that's fine. As long as I keep making progress, I'll go back up again. So that's one that really, you know, I recommend a lot. I just recommended it to my mom the other day. So, it's like, you know, like, when I started, like, my little journey to become an artist, I was in school, and I realized, dang, all the stuff that I wanted to learn, like, they didn't teach me here. So when I did decide to drop out of college, I was like, I need to do my own learning. So that I started learning my own when it came to business and then to myself. And then once I started reading some of these books, it's just like, you know, somebody could tell you something a thousand times, but you go to this person and they just say it in a way you understand.
Right.
And for me, a lot of these books kind of help put the stuff that you already really know, but they said it in the way that made you go,
it's almost like it activated you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and that's really what, you know, words are extremely powerful. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where, you know, you go back to what spelling means.
Yeah.
You know, people think of it, casting a spell is the original thing behind it. Doesn't mean like witches or whatever. It means you are basically, you're evoking that. Like, that's your word. You know, your word is so important.
I never heard that before.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I like
that's
that.
Where spelling comes from, like a spell. So it's like when you read, you know, certain, you know, verses or chapters and stuff, they'll hit you in a different way because it's activating your brain in a different way.
That
you
makes
know,
so, much
so
sense.
It's almost like, you know, you're tuning in to all these different frequencies, right?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, for the most part, like, colleges and universities, they only play the same frequency every single time.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not a good one.
Right.
Like,
all these different frequencies. I'm like, listen, I want to tune into something different.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where, you know, real greatness comes from, is where you can really be activated by something that's new.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think this is a great pausing point. We're going to take a brief commercial break, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll be right back. And we are back after a brief break, and I hope you guys enjoy what you're listening to right now. Now, Elijah, I'm going to press you one more time about lessons, because you really, you gave us such a nice illustration about life and this journey, you know, mm-hmm. and I like to think of it almost like a mountain, too. Like, mountains yeah. have peaks and valleys. Mountains aren't straight up,
yeah.
flat, perpendicular, like what you imagine the pyramids are. Like, yeah, even exactly. the pyramids have stepping yep. stones up and yep. down, or up, you know, and,
yeah, and across.
And yeah. across. Like, it's not a perfect up all the time. So, okay, we touch about that lesson, you know, are there any other lessons, you know, that you can think of that really, you know, would benefit the audience?
Yeah, definitely. One that just popped into my head while you were talking about that is around the time I started on my little journey, I was actually doing caretaking for adults with special needs. And so one thing that job taught me and like kind of stuck with me, which is like funny, but it was being proactive. So I learned that, hey, if I take these steps to do this now, then I won't have these issues later. Like, you know, some clients, like, you're dealing with people who are nonverbal.
Right.
And just different things like that. And you're like, oh, they tend to have this behavior if they don't get this. So if I do this, then we could get that out the way. So when I started reading books, like the one I brought up, The Way of the Superior Man, I got it. I thought it was like a book for men, but right. it's actually a relationship book. The mm-hmm. one I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. And it talks about like masculine and feminine. And one of the things it was talking about, like, oh, you know how your girl reacts in certain situations. So if you know she's going to react like that, why don't you bring it up a different way? Or why don't you do this right. instead? And like that lesson for me permeated into everything. It's like, you can take it out of relationships, out of work, and just in anything in life. If you're proactive and you set yourself up, you're going to have a better thing. So just like the pyramids and climbing up a mountain.
Right.
If you just go climb up the mountain, you're going to get half of Mount Everest and freeze to death. But if you're like, oh, yeah, this is a big mountain. I know it's going to get cold up there. I'm going to be there for a long time, and I pack some food. Like, you're going right. to have a much higher chance of making it to the top. So like that would be like another big lesson. Like, really research and study whatever you are doing or whatever you want out of yourself and life, and try to make those steps to set yourself up for success. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to fail, and you're going to be like, what the hell? Like, this right. shit sucks. Like, life's too hard. Like, it's not fair. It's like, no, it's not that it's unfair. It's just you didn't take the proper steps. So it's like, set yourself up for success. And, and a lot of times it's very easy. You know, it could be as simple as reading a book and going to the gym, doing something else. Like, doing something that benefits you is in the long term going to make everything better, you know? So that's another lesson.
A lot of people think about, like, superheroes, right? Mm-hmm. You know, they think about, like, Batman. All right, cool. You know, guy has no powers, works out like crazy,
yeah.
extremely, you know, high intellect, yeah. does a lot of things, does a lot of strategy. And it's like, okay, yeah, you want to relate to this kind of character in pop yeah. culture, but it's like, you're not preparing to that degree, man.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about, okay, you know, I'm ready for whatever. I'm ready for an adventure. And it's like,
yeah.
do you recognize the amount of prep time that has to go into it? Do you recognize that when a character like Batman is facing a new supervillain,
yeah.
guess what? He doesn't have the file on that villain.
Exactly.
He doesn't know everything about them from mm-hmm. the get-go. So what do you have to do? You got to do your field research,
yep.
right? On-the-ground research,
yep.
even if the blueprint isn't there, because
yeah.
that's how life is. Like, you know, someone can give you some wonderful advice, but that person's advice is based off of their previous experiences mm-hmm. and maybe a whole generation's previous experiences.
Yep.
But guess what? You're a new generation. You're a new person. So that blueprint is only unique to you. And you got to keep moving forward, even if you don't know even what the next step is.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's almost like it's a faith thing, too, because you got to trust that what you're doing in life, the way that you're at right now is enough to even take that step
yeah.
to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're ready to take that next step.
Yeah, for sure, man. You gotta have that faith in yourself and just know that if you took the proper preparation to make sure you're good on your end, you'll be way more confident going to any obstacle, battle, fight that you're going to encounter, because you're going to be like, oh, I prepared for it. It's right. going to be tough, but right. like, trust me, it's going to be hard, but I'll get through it because I did my preparation. Even like, you know, I said, I play college football. I'm bringing it back to that.
Right.
Football is one of those sports where you prepare the most for the least amount of stuff. Like, basketball has, what, 60, 70, 80 games a season?
Yeah.
Football has 12. Like, in high school, we had 9. Like,
yeah.
But we practiced summer, spring, fall, just for winter, you know? So it's just like, you know, it's a lot of preparation. If we didn't do spring football, summer, and beginning of the fall just to start the season, we're going to get blown out type shit. Right. In high school, we did. but you got to do all that preparation just to, you know, meet the battle. Just because you prepared all year, like I said, we got blown out. Just because we prepared didn't mean we were going to win, but we are better equipped than if we didn't.
Right.
You know, so, and as you know, so just make sure you're prepared for whatever you do.
So, you know, I think it's really interesting, you know, mentioning preparation, because a lot of times we go through life and we don't want to be prepared for stuff because we're like, listen, you know, I just completed, you know, A and B, right? Usually A is like starting the day with a job and ending the job, and that's it. And a lot of us just want to go from A to B and that's it.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want to prepare for C, D, E, and F.
Yeah.
But it seems, you know, you're already doing a lot of preparation in that, you know, and being a creative, mm-hmm. you know, and finding a career outside of your 9 to 5 as well, and doing other things to grow and expand. So it's like, you know, why do you think that's important? I mean, should we just go through life doing the standard and, you know, following whatever government wants? Or should we start to maybe, you know, independentize our income a little bit?
Nah, for sure. I'm definitely a big believer in being independent, and especially just because when it comes to the freedom, even back to what I said earlier about, like, I don't want to have to do things that I don't want to do just because that's the way things are and that's how things are, how it is. So, like, being independent gives you a sense of that freedom, even if you're not all the way independent. Like, even at my last job, I have other skills. I know how to cut hair. I do photography, videography, my music. Like, I have a lot of skills. And so when at my last job, they started giving me issues and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, well, cool. You have a part-time spot opening 3 days a week. I know how to make my own money. Give me that. Now I'm working 3 days a week, and I'm still making the same money, if not more, because I know how to do my things. And then now they're like shocked. They're like pissed. Like, I remember my boss came up. He's like, why you want the part-time? You make so much money outside of work that you can take it? And I said, yeah. And he was like, oh. And just like that, I went there and all my problems started fading away a little bit, because they realized, oh, we can't really mess with him because he doesn't really need us as much as we need him. So I think that's very important. And just for anybody, it makes your quality of life a lot better, because even when I went to 3 days a week, I'm like, oh, I'm not stressing over my job no more. Right. I have a little bit more free time. You know, I can do stuff. I'm at the house more. I can create a little bit more, you know. So I think having, you know, it doesn't have to be anything traditional, but, like, do something you love and just get in front of the camera and do it, you know. Right. So to just try to, if it makes you some money or whatever, it's going to be better. And if it doesn't, you know, you still have fun and you're going to do it anyway. So, you know, you need to have some type of independence just to, you know, give yourself that, make your life more enjoyable.
And it gives you this set of, like, power skills and, like, you have something in your back pocket, right? I mean, no one ever expects to, like, have to go to war, right? But it's like, okay, you're hunting and gathering, right? Mm-hmm. Our equivalent of hunting and gathering are just going to unite to fight, right?
Yeah.
No one ever expects, all right, I'm going to pull out a spear real quick and, like, let me just hit the animal, right? But, you know, when famine comes and you're hungry, right, you know, recession, all this kind of stuff, economy, like, it sucks.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hunt some animals on your own.
Yeah. And
wouldn't you rather have some skills in your back pocket, right?
Yeah.
Just in case you hunt on your own, just in case that job itself doesn't exist anymore, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's so many jobs nowadays with, like, technology and stuff that are going to become obsolete.
Yeah. If freaking a solar flare pops out and hits the planet right now and electricity goes out, like, what are you going to do? And another thing, your money holds no value no more. So it's like, if you don't have at least some type of skill where, like, say you don't know how to hunt, that's cool, but what skill can you bring to somebody who can hunt so you can get some of that food? You know, so it's like, it's very important to have your own kind of thing, so that way you can try to make some type of money, because there is so many people now that's still going to be a society, but that money's going to become a lot less valuable. You know, what's really going to matter is food, water, shelter, like clothing type shit. Like, if you know how to sew, that's a valuable skill. You'll be able to, you know, you'll be able to get some food because you'll be able to make clothes for people, because people are still gonna need clothes, especially if they live up in the Midwest. They're gonna need sweaters and stuff.
Right.
If you can make that, even if the apocalypse happens, you're gonna be able to make a living, you know. And then the hunters, they'll come to you because they're gonna be sitting out there in the cold, and like, it's cold as fuck, and I'm trying to get this deer or whatever. Like, you know, so you gotta have some type of value to just, like, you have that independence and that peace of mind in case, right. No matter like what we talked about, preparation. Yeah, hopefully the world doesn't end, but just in case it does,
right.
Notice you want to have something to like, okay, at least I'm going to be able to survive, right. You know, so.
And as people that are like introverts, like, you know, I consider myself to a degree, yeah, I'm an introvert, but it's like, yes. Listen, there is no place for that in emergency situations. You got to break out of your shell. Listen, yep. Even if you're someone that's like 90% introvert and you got a little bit of 10% extrovert, you got to work out that 10% like crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, right, like, you know, and I live in a space, right, you know, I work virtually most of the time. You know, if someone in my position were to, like, make a ton of money and choose to kind of turn off their social meter, right, like, yeah. If, you know, if you have clients that are like on recurring subscriptions, like,
yeah.
All right, technically, yeah, you don't need to talk to people, right? Yeah, okay, no. Maybe you don't even need new clients. Maybe you're happy with what you got, but mm-hmm. It's like, it's not about that. It's about life. Like, life is meant to be enjoyed in tribes and groups, is meant to be socialized with, because guess what? No matter how much money you make virtually, End of the world happens, you're going to be crying out to other people. No one's going to care about you if you don't get out there and be part of, like, society. Yeah,
especially you don't know how to talk to people. They're going to be, who's this weirdo? Like,
right?
You want some of my shit? Nah, bro. Like, I don't even like talking to you.
What do you
like,
have to offer? I used to have 50 million IG subscribers when the world existed.
Yeah, like, okay. Right, good for you, man. Great.
Right, like, how's that going to help out?
You know how to hunt? Right. Like, no? Okay. Yeah,
you know, but resourcefulness is so important, you know, even if it's things that don't interest you. And like, that's what I have tried to learn. You know, I try to learn something new, like whether it's sometimes my YouTube recommendations are helping me out a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, even if it's things that I find that are mundane, I'm like, I'm never going to do this.
Yeah.
But I do want to know at least the basics around it.
For sure.
Like, listen, I'm very comfortable with the structure of like, having a grocery store and the structure of, you know, having farmers and stuff. Okay, is it a perfect system? No, it's not perfect. But, you know, I don't feel like I'm ready to just pop up, you know, dig in the ground and become a farmer overnight, right?
Yeah.
You know, but I would definitely be interested in knowing and networking with farmers. So if you're a farmer in here, come on, we're trying to network. Right? You know, and I know that those things are scarce, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe I have a friend, you know, I have friends that live in Utah or whatever, Arizona, you know, that tend to have a little bit more agriculture, you know, than Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I went to school in South Dakota and Minnesota, so, like, I definitely, like, you know, agriculture wasn't a big thing. Half of my classmates were agriculture majors.
Really?
And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, it's not a perfect system, but, like, you don't have to grow all your food, but, you know, you never know what happened. It'd be nice to know how to, like, oh, let me plant this, you know, this plant so I can eat. Type shit. You never know what, I mean, and, like we said, hopefully that stuff doesn't happen, but, you know, once you like to know, just in case, you know, like, you know, something, World War III can always happen. Like, people tend to think that, like, the world that we're in now, since our whole life, like, the map hasn't really changed too much. And they think it's done. And it's like, no, the map was established so many times. Like, Rome collapsed, Genghis Khan, he's gone. Like, there's been so many great people that are great nations and stuff that have came and gone. And we're just in one of those eras. Like, you know, we're just in the peaceful part of ours, but sometimes it seems like we're coming to the end of our peacefulness.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's just good to know them skills, even if you never have to use them, just to have them. And like me, I think one of my biggest strengths is I just love learning shit. Like, most of my YouTube is me learning how to do it. And I'm like, that's how I started producing beats and how I started doing a lot of different stuff, because I just wanted to learn, even photography. I'm like, man, it'd be cool. Like, you know, so I just started learning and I got into it. Like, even now, like, I'm trying to get into sewing and shit. Cause I'm like, do I need to make all my clothes? No, would it be cool? Like, yeah, cool. If I don't do it full time, I don't. But hey, worst case scenario, I can sew myself a shirt up if I go homeless.
Right.
Like, you know,
I think, like, curiosity is its own superpower in a way. Like, if you don't know how to be curious, doesn't matter how smart you are, because guess what? Eventually you're going to be eclipsed, right?
Yeah.
Because if all I have is a ton of information, right? Let's say I'm someone that, hey, you know what? I got a PhD or whatever, you know, but I got it in like the year 2000. Okay. How much good is that PhD? I mean, you got, you know, there's hard skills, right? The human body hasn't changed that much.
Exactly.
But, you know, like, if you are someone that is, let's say you were a lawyer and you study laws and you stopped at the year 2000 and you never bought to learn anything, I mean,
you're not doing too great.
It's a new social environment right now, right? How are you going to handle lawsuits around, you know, Instagram and all this kind
of
stuff? You don't even know what those things are because you stopped learning. You got to keep always learning.
You always have to. It's one of the most important things. Even like I said, like, when I dropped out of college, I knew like, hey, okay, I got scammed here, but it wasn't the learning that was bad. It was what I was being taught. Like,
right.
Even at the time, that's when I was like really starting to cut hair. I was like, oh, I want to be a barber. And then I was like looking up all this stuff. I was like, oh, how do I start LLC? How do I do my taxes? How do I do? And I was like, man, I'm a year away from being a double major in finance, and shouldn't I know all this stuff?
Right.
I was like, I got fucking finesse. So I started learning on my own. So it's just like, you always have to keep learning and brushing up your knowledge. And then at a certain point, be able to say, oh, this isn't the right knowledge for me. Let me go over here. You know, it's fine. You know, you just got to keep and be, you know, put it to action. You'll find out if you're not, you're learning is good or not. So, yeah.
And, you know, I think there's things that are super valuable, you know, that we can always learn when it comes to education, even formal education. But the problem is this, is that the objective for most formal education is just to get you to a job.
Uh-huh.
But when you talk about, you know, the corporate agenda behind getting jobs, job as a concept was actually created in the United States, at least, by a billionaire. I don't remember which billionaire it was.
Yeah.
Like Rockefeller or someone that had a bunch of money, right?
Yeah.
And so the concept was, let's create the work week and let's create universities so that we can educate these people. But guess what? The purpose was not to improve society or whatever. The purpose was so that we can train them just enough so that they can just do the factory labor or the industrial labor. Like, that was the whole point. So it's funny because when we think about like college, or at least, you know, growing up, maybe we thought about it. We thought, okay, that's like the epitome of knowledge. Like, I'm about to learn all the good stuff. Like, nope, you're literally there to learn the bare minimum for a very specific type of role.
Yep.
At the end of the day, that role is not even guaranteed. So it's like, wouldn't you rather, you know, go down your own path of knowledge if you can? I mean, listen, you know, there's some jobs where you can't avoid it. I understand that.
Yeah, if you're going to be a doctor, a lawyer, or something like that. But not to cut you off, but I'm even willing to say nowadays college isn't even about teaching you to do a job. Because nowadays, you get that degree, you can't get one. They already know. It's so ingrained in us now. They're like, oh, this is just another way to get some money from them and just leave them on the hook. And then you're like, oh, shit.
But you know what's interesting, too, is because the self-learners are making such an impact now.
Yeah.
And people are recognizing that. And I see finally some progression. So I think I saw the statistic. I don't know how, you know, accurate it is or if it's a little outdated. But the statistics said that by the year 2025, which, guess what, next year, around 40 to 50% of the major hiring corporations are going to start removing bachelor degree requirements.
Yeah.
And that's going to be such a big victory, guys. I mean, if you're someone that is a self-learner, guess what? That means, hey, I'm not saying if you're junior year, drop it, because maybe at that point, you know, maybe you would value having that, you know. But what I'm saying is this really opens the door for people that are true winners and true creators.
Yeah.
Now it's not going to be a big deal because, you know, as I was trying to, you know, growing up and like I tried to do the corporate ladder for a bit, but no matter how I felt that I was like, you know, I was really killing it and stuff. Yeah. And I felt that like, yeah, I was superior than a lot of other people that had, you know, bachelor's degrees or whatever, you know, in terms of hustle and in terms of drive and in terms of how much I progress. But there was always be that hurdle. Well, you know what? You're not quite ready for that promotion because, you know, you don't got a bachelor's.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes it's time too. They're like, oh, you haven't been here for 5 years yet. Enough. Like, listen, break through all that and just be yourself
and do your own thing. I got a funny story about that too, because so when I was doing my photography, I was shooting a wedding, and I was sitting at a table, and I was actually sitting with a couple of my mom's coworkers, and they were talking like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing music, I'm doing this on the side. And and they're like, oh, like, didn't you go to college? I was like, yeah, I dropped out, it was finance degree, da 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 da. And they're like, well, why don't you just do that? And I'm like, because that's not what I want to do. They're like, dude, it doesn't matter what your degree's in. He's like, I hired somebody, and they had like a zoology degree, and like, but they were working at a bank. So I was like, so doesn't that just prove that my degree is useless? So why would I go pay for it if I could just have any degree and you're gonna hire me? They're like, well, you just need it. I'm like, no, like I was like, that sounds so stupid. You're in a bank and you're hiring somebody with a zoology degree just because they have a bachelor's.
Yeah,
I was like, you're just proving that degree doesn't mean anything. You're so stuck in that mindset. I was like, I'm good, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's taking it back to earlier too. Not wanting to be in a situation where I don't want to be. I'm going to do all that, jump through those circles, and still just be in a job that I don't want to be in. Like, yeah, nah, that's why, like you said, find your own path and do that. And, you know, life's going to be a lot better for you. You're going to be a lot more happy. You're going to enjoy yourself a lot more. Right. Like, you know, we all know the classic, oh, go to work every day, come on, biz, have a shitty life and die. You know, like they say, life's a biz, then you die. But it don't got to be. There's a lot of people that have great lives. And I feel like even though I'm not super rich right now, I feel like I have an amazing life. I enjoy my life. I'm happy. So, you know, that's why I stick with it.
And, you know, that idea, right, of, like, richness is, like, what are you rich in, right? Are you rich in self-satisfaction, or are you just rich in, you know, in whatever is the monetary treasure at the time, right? Because that's really what's important is you look at, you know, suicide rates, you look at, like, overdose and all that kind of stuff, and guess what? Who are some of the reigning top people who end up axing themselves? Celebrities, rich people, all this kind of stuff, right? Because
money's not it, man.
It's not it. It really
isn't.
It's
nice, but it's not. It shouldn't be your end all be all, you know? Right. It solves some problems, but yeah, that's not going to solve everything.
Right. So, you know, with that being said, I think this is such a great conversation we've had. And I hope that, you know, people that have been listening to this throughout the podcast can pick up on some things, you know. And I always like to end these with some kind of challenge, right? Okay. So I think, you know, challenge number one is, you know, strive to improve yourself, but in a way that is not your norm, right? Like if you are, you're killing it at workouts, cool. I'm not talking about workouts then in your case, you know, I'm talking about, you know, kill it in something to where you, maybe you feel a little bit of vulnerability towards and you're like, hey, you know what? That's a weak spot of mine. You know, maybe I'm not good at, you know, speaking in public, or, you know, maybe I'm not good at, you know, sewing and stuff.
Yeah.
For me, like my weakness, I'm gonna be honest, guys, my weakness is cars. Like, don't ask me anything about cars, man. I'm sure to be like, listen, is that covered under insurance? I don't know. You know, but everyone has strengths and weakness. Yeah. But like, you know, that's gonna be one of my challenges. All right. I'm gonna watch a YouTube video to at least understand some fundamentals, right? Yeah. You know, understand. So challenge yourself, expert,
just,
right?
You know, do it for the fun and just do it for the sake of learning, you know?
Right. Do it for the sake of learning. I think that's beautiful. So that's your challenge, all right, listeners. You know, do something for the sake of learning. Because remember, knowledge was also not just, you know, something that you know as information, but people used to regard knowledge as sacred. Like, this is important stuff. We have the whole internet, which is basically most of all of human knowledge ever, is compressed.
Much. Yeah, knowledge is power, man.
So utilize that power, right? Don't let someone tell you you got to straight up pay a whole, you know, freaking university fee to get that knowledge.
Just to get some knowledge that you could look up on the internet for the free ski.
Like, come on. Come on now.
Open your phone, see what you want to do, type it in, how do I do this, and I'll tell you, it's gonna pop up. So.
Right. So if you're a knowledge seeker and you're gonna accept this challenge, I want to know in the comments, you know, what is that one new thing that you're gonna challenge yourself to learn? And with that, we're gonna call it a wrap, guys. Thank you for joining us. Another episode of Midnight Musings. Make sure you follow Elijah on his social media. All right, we're gonna plug his stuff in there as well. And you guys have a good night.